Part 4. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Hi everyone, I'm Stephen Anderson, the head of maintenance here at Kelsen Pharmaceuticals. Yesterday evening, a pipe in the lobby broke, causing some flooding and water damage to the floor. Starting today, we'll have some workers here fixing the pipes and replacing the flooring. They may need to turn off the water during the repairs, but only for a few minutes at a time. We have bottled water on hand for anyone who needs it. The bottles will be available near the water fountains.
Number 71. Which department does the speaker work in? Number 72. According to the speaker, what will begin today? Number 73. What does the speaker say will be available to employees? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome to Greenspeed Flight School. My name is Judy Overby, and I'll be leading you on today's tour for prospective students. To begin, thank you for considering enrolling in our program. We're proud to be one of the oldest flight schools in the country. Throughout our many years in business, our school has maintained a reputation of producing top pilots. Now, let's go to the auditorium, where you'll see a brief informational video. The film includes interviews with some of our current instructors and students, so I'm sure you'll find it helpful.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. What does the speaker emphasize about a business? Number 76. What will the listeners do next? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following excerpt from an interview.
Good morning, Ms. Rowe. Thank you for coming in for this interview to be an assistant chef at our restaurant. In reviewing your resume, I noticed that you were a chef at the Lamplight restaurant for 2 years. That restaurant has always gotten great reviews. I'm interested in hearing about your role in developing the menu there. I know their menu focused on using local, organic ingredients, which we'd like to do here. And after the interview, I'll show you around the kitchen and dining area.
Number 77. What position is the listener interviewing for? Number 78. What does the speaker say he wants to hear about? Number 79. What does the speaker say he will do after the interview? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following news report.
Today's top local news story is the annual holiday festival in the Pennington City Center area from 1 to 4 p.m. this afternoon. There will be arts and crafts vendors, food stalls, musical performances, and many more fun activities. For detailed information about the schedule of events, including musical performances, please visit the city's website at www.penningtoncity.org. We expect a lot of visitors today, so car traffic in town will be congested. If you're traveling to the city centre, there are several bus lines.
Number 80. What is the report mainly about? Number 81. According to the speaker, what can the listeners find on a website? Number 82.
What does the speaker mean when she says,
"There are several bus lines"?
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
Welcome, everyone. In today's seminar, I'll be talking about how to use email marketing to build customer relationships. We'll cover how an effective email strategy can make customers more aware of your business. After the session is over, I recommend that you visit my website, where you can download an electronic version of the book I just published on successful marketing campaigns. So, since we have a small group today, I'd like to begin by having everyone introduce themselves. Please tell us your name and what you're hoping to take away from today's session.
Number 83. What is the topic of the seminar? Number 84. What does the speaker say is available on a website? Number 85. What does the speaker ask the listeners to do next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Good afternoon. This message is for the owner of Fresh and Healthy Market. My name is Carrie Yamada, and I visited your shop for the first time last week. I own an orchard. We grow mainly apples and pears. We're located nearby on State Route 25. Anyway, when I was at your shop, you didn't have a large supply of apples, so I was wondering, do you carry local fruit? If you're interested, I can drop off a few samples of different varieties for you to taste. I'm coming back into town tomorrow. My number is 555-0132.
Number 86. Who is the telephone message for? Number 87. What does the speaker mean when she says,
"Do you carry local fruit?"
Number 88. What does the speaker say she can do tomorrow? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a workshop.
Good morning and welcome to today's workshop for hotel staff. Today I'm going to demonstrate a new product we purchased here at the hotel for training employees. It's a video game, and it was developed especially to practice the best ways for handling hotel guests' requests and complaints. You might wonder why we're using a video game for this instead of our usual role-playing techniques. Well, studies have shown that one of the major benefits of using these games is significant improvement in customer service.
Number 89. Where do the listeners most likely work? Number 90. What will the listeners learn to use? Number 91. What benefit of the product does the speaker mention? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
To start this department meeting, I want to discuss a change on the information technology team. Inez, who's been helping us for the past year, has been promoted. She's taking on a leadership position within IT. I have a card to congratulate her, and I'd like for all of us to sign it after the meeting. We'll certainly miss Inez. She's the specialist who developed most of the software we all use currently. The new specialist will be Tony. He hasn't worked with our department before, but he does have 14 years of experience.
Number 92. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 93. What are the listeners asked to sign? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"He does have 14 years of experience"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and sign.
Attention all customers. If you're looking for a quick meal solution, stop by our prepared food section for an easy, nutritious takeout dinner. We're celebrating International Week at our grocery store. Yesterday's Italian pasta was a big hit, and if you enjoy spicy food, you'll definitely want to see what our chefs have prepared for you today. You can try a sample at the counter in aisle 9. The dishes are available in single, double, and family size portions for your convenience. When you pick up a meal, you'll also find some recipe cards included in the package.
Number 95. Where is the announcement most likely being made? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What is offered today? Number 97. What is provided with a purchase? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following instructions and schedule.
Welcome to the annual Midwest Landscapers Showcase. This is an opportunity for the region's landscaping professionals to network and explore the latest innovations in our industry. If you haven't done so already, don't forget to take a conference packet from the registration desk. It has all the information you're going to need. Now, there's one change to the schedule of today's events. Our original 10 o'clock speaker had to cancel. Instead, Homedale Systems will be discussing irrigation technology at 10 o'clock. Before we get started with the first presentation, I'd like to introduce Rajesh Patel from our conference organizing committee. He'll talk about how to become a presenter for next year's conference.
Number 98. What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which presentation has been canceled? Number 100. Who is Rajesh Patel?